Yo, welcome back to another episode of Los Compas Podcast. We are live together. We're also extremely faded right now. Maybe just me, I can't tell. You'll see later on, we recorded some shorts before this where we took some shots that we lost, and we lost a lot, okay? So we're like at least three shots in over here. So welcome to this awesome, funny episode. I got my boys here, compa Moy, compa Nan. Say what's up. Say what's up to the...
What up?
What's up, y'all? What's good?
So yeah, I hope everyone's ready for a lit episode. It's probably going to be our best, funniest episode we had to date, hopefully. If not, we're letting you down.
Let me just make us faded as fuck right now, bro.
My
boy is he's making no sense whatsoever right now.
He's also really hyping.
Does that not make sense?
And so like if we let them down, it's all because of Miguel.
For real.
The fuck?
Hey, we're in another fucking location, bro. I feel like every time we do a live episode, we're just like somewhere completely different. We're at Moises' crib right now. Appreciate Moises for letting us come through to his spot, his little pad here. And you know, that's how it's gonna be. I feel like every live episode we're gonna do is just a different location every fucking time. Hey, but it keeps you on your toes, you know?
Yeah, next time it might be under a bridge behind someone's yard. I don't know.
Yeah.
Behind someone's yard? What the?
Like an alleyway. I don't know, bro.
No?
Nah, I mean, you're not cool with that? Nah.
Why not?
I could trust.
You can get mugged.
Oh. You can get mugged anywhere, at any time. True.
Some fucking guy could just, like, break in out of nowhere, right?
Yeah. It was locked, right?
I think so.
A plane could fall on you.
A fucking plane?
Okay.
All right.
Calm down there, my brother.
All right, guys. Well, we are recording the day after Thanksgiving. I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving with your friends, family, significant others, etc. You know? What'd you guys do? What's up? How was your Thanksgiving, guys?
You know, just family. I was really tired just because
we went
to that concert on Wednesday.
We went raving on Wednesday, guys, yeah. And that shit was fucking lit.
Yeah, we went to Give Thanks. That was pretty dope. Miguel and I didn't get back to my house though until like 4:30-ish. It was rough. And then the next day I had to go back to my parents early because, you know, Thanksgiving and shit. So
yeah,
I was lacking on sleep. I don't know how you were.
Damn, bro. Like, all right. If you guys are watching the video right now, my boy literally just spilled this whole fucking drink on himself, bro. Do you know how to drink alcohol? No. Fucking Miguel, bro. You're crazy.
That's rough.
Anyway, yeah. So you guys were there?
I might have missed a little bit. Just a little bit, bro.
Just a little bit. Yeah. But yeah, then so I was running out a little bit of sleep. Went to my parents. I sat on the couch. I'm pretty sure I knocked out. I don't remember.
Yeah.
It was a long day. And then, you know, we had dinner. My sister, her husband, my brother, and I think my cousin and her family came over. And what's the Niners Seahawks game?
Hey, shout out the fucking 9-9. What was it? Bang Bang Niner game?
Bang Bang Niner game.
Bang Bang Niner game.
Shout out to Sarah. Your team lost.
We're getting closer and closer to those jerseys, Miguel. So you better start ordering that shit. I don't think the Raiders are going to get a better record than the fucking Niners, man.
It's okay, bro. We got Kansas City this week. Easy clap.
Okay.
This guy said easy clap.
You got nothing to say, bro.
What I wanted to say, I can't say it. You know, it doesn't work with you guys. I was going to say easy clap like your girl, but I don't want to go there.
Oh, shit.
But you know what? Since I'm already faded, fuck it. Easy clap like your girl.
Crazy, brother.
This guy becomes hostile with these drinks.
For real. Hey, I've been seeing a lot of fucking TikToks lately of people deep frying their turkeys. And
I mean, that's been a thing.
I know it's been a thing, but like I've been seeing a lot more this like year. Just because I guess that's like the most dangerous way to cook your turkey.
Dangerous?
Yeah. What do
you mean dangerous?
Well, I mean, haven't you seen all those people that like start fires? There's people that have like died from that shit, bro.
Holy shit.
Yeah, like, you know, like if your oil overflows.
No.
Well, because, you know, turkeys have the moisture and water in them. So if it goes in the oil.
The fuck? They taste hella dry. What do you mean?
Oh, look, from what I heard, deep frying your turkey is the way to do it because it's you get the best taste from it.
It also captures the moisture because you're like just crusting the outside and like keeping.
That makes sense.
In theory, you know.
Yeah.
But it's very dangerous because a lot of people will like drop it in and then it just overspills and then fire, oil.
Yeah. I get you.
Yeah. And also a lot of people are very stupid and they do it indoors when you're supposed to do it outdoors, which makes, it makes sense, but it also doesn't make sense because there's people that do it. And these are the people that like fucking set their houses on fire.
Damn.
Yeah.
No, I didn't see that this year. All I saw was somebody stuffed their turkey with an octopus And let's just say,
what kind of anime are you watching, bro?
It was real life, bro. It was real life.
Yo,
it didn't look good, see, but it looked good for something else.
Oh,
Hey, what?
Okay, I'm
okay. Well,
that's Miguel.
It looked
for you guys.
Good to throw away, guys.
Nah, that's Miguel for y'all.
Point being is, my Thanksgiving was good. You know, family came back home, chose the rest of the night. What'd you guys do?
Ours as well, man. All right, we had a good Thanksgiving. We made tamales. We made a pierna de puerco.
And by we, he means his whole family, because not him, because he
FaceTimed
us.
Yeah, we saw that.
And he wasn't doing anything else.
Damn, anyway, continuing, we made pierna de puerco, which was my dad's first time making it. I don't know, he got a recipe off of someone, but it was his first time doing it. That shit was bomb, bro. Like,
how'd he make it?
I have no idea. I wasn't doing anything, remember?
I mean, but you ate it. Like, was it like fried?
That wasn't your question.
How do you make it is what I asked. How's that not my question?
And I legit just said, I don't know how he made it.
I get what you're saying.
How was it?
How did I enjoy it?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, like, was it
like
fried,
when you ate it,
grilled?
Was it fried?
I feel
it...
like you're speaking to me at a fucking like master's degree level and I'm over here at a high school diploma level.
I think you're just faded, bro.
That could be true. Hey, everybody out there, we got drinks with us. We're taking it back to how we first started. We got drinks with us. As Miguel mentioned, we did a video before this where we took a shit ton of shots, so we're kind of faded right now, as you can see. But the pierna de puerco was bomb, bro. It was very tender, very juicy, very, very amazing.
As y'all can see, we have a quarter of the bottle left.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, we got proof.
Yeah, man, it's been rough.
Yeah, but that pierna de puerco, bro, was very juicy, it was very tender. I loved it. And then we made potato salad.
I believe you, dog. A lot of people love the pierna de puerco.
Yeah. I love your pierna de puerco.
I'm sorry, what the fuck did he say?
Do you like it?
I mean, I like it, but did you hear what he said, though?
Do you love my pierna de puerco?
Oh, yes.
Oh, Jesus
Christ.
Hey, well,
yo, sorry, I mean, what?
Okay.
We have not been drinking that much.
I'm moving on.
Calm down there, buddies.
Hey, no, but for real, though, pierna de puerco are pretty good. I think they're usually like in pozole, right?
Oh, I mean, we didn't have it in pozole.
My family doesn't like pozole, menudo. I don't care for it.
Yeah. No, you just, you know, gnaw on the bone, you suck it dry.
Yeah, you would know about that.
The bone.
You would know about that.
The bone marrow.
Yeah.
So, how was your Thanksgiving, Miguel?
You know, bro, this fool fucking played League of Legends the whole day.
I'm going to be real with you guys. I didn't do jack. I was chilling. We were all chilling.
My you probably jacked it, though.
My brother was with his girl, so he was gone most of the day. My sister and I, my parents, and my pleno, my dinna came over. They brought the tamales. We had some pozole left over, some... carne asada, pollo asado, hot links, Oreo cheesecake, red velvet cake.
No, pues no tenía nada, güey.
No, man, no. We didn't
say we didn't do anything.
Yeah,
just, I mean, okay, look, we didn't do anything in terms of like, oh, we went all out, you know, cooked all this shit. No, we didn't, you know, we just chill, simple, lazy, relax. I think Anand was right, or you were right. I was online most of the morning, you know, play some games with the boys, you know. Watch some videos, clean my room up a bit, you know, get it organized.
Okay.
A bit.
Okay.
Then my partner came over and then we all went to the living room. We sat down at the table, we ate, we talked, which is miad, you know.
Sounds like he did a whole lot.
I didn't do much, but let me just tell you.
We roasted each other a lot, you know, especially me and my sister. We just went at each other's throats for a second.
Yeah.
In a fun, friendly way, of course, you know. I think you would know about that.
Yeah, I definitely know about that.
Yeah, that was it. That was it. You know, I think by midnight I knocked out because we got back late and I woke up early and I was just tired, bro. I was tired.
Yeah,
it was a rough one. I'm still feeling it.
Telling you guys, we went hard, bro. Woolly went hard. Sometimes went hard. We were breaking our necks out there, and even my sister next day, she was like, "My neck hurts. My shoulders hurt." I'm like, "Yeah, that's what happened when you go hard."
Yeah,
it was a good one. Though.
They were going hard. You know.
Let me see you hard. Oh shit! Okay,
hey,
I'm gonna stop. My bad, guys. It's the,
all right.
It's the
that's crazy.
It's the
Sunny
alcohol,
D, bro.
It's the Sunny
after the
D
podcast,
vodka.
Bro, I got you, Aiden.
My bad, y'all. I apologize. I'm not usually this way, but the liquor got me going.
But you know, with every Thanksgiving comes Black Friday, y'all.
Fuck Black Friday, bro.
Hell no.
Hey, you know, this is the first. I think. I mean, I'm speaking for myself, but maybe it's true for you guys also. But this is the first Black Friday where I'm not like doing overtime, fucking stressing out because I gotta do sales and do this and that, and fucking I'm like participating in Black Friday. This is like my first Black Friday where I actually like could enjoy the Black Friday and actually do shopping myself.
Did you shop?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Oh, shit, for real?
Yeah, yeah. I got a couple of things for the podcast, too. For back for my place.
Oh, shit, what the fuck?
Yeah. Not for us.
Not for you guys. Just for my spot. I mean, we don't live together, bro. We live far apart.
Yet. You can still think about us, you know?
True. Nah.
You know how I know I'm getting old?
Yeah.
I was looking at vacuums, bro, and they just...
Oh, dude.
Bro, I was looking at vacuums, too.
I know what you feel because last year, I bought a vacuum.
Oh, shit.
Which one did you buy?
I bought a Tinico? Tinko? Tinko? One of those. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, tell me, bro, why I loved vacuuming for like 3 weeks straight, bro, when I bought that shit.
He would turn the vacuum on, put on some cumbias, and just go at it.
Literally,
for the record, that's Arnon does at his house. Just vacuums and the dishes. That's it.
No, I do way more than that. What are you talking about? I'm a cleaner, bro. I hate having my apartment dirty. Everybody at my apartment can vouch for that shit, bro. Everybody.
All right. I believe that's not what we saw, but hey.
What the? Hey. All right. Just because fucking Miguel cleaned my dishes one time that he was there.
You know what? Now that you bring it up, I just have a question for the audience. You know, if you're close friends with someone, you know, and like, let's say they make a breakfast, do you guys feel like it's respectable or I guess that's the right word, you know, to like help them out with the dishes after, you know, like I know like my aunts and uncles when they used to come over at least, like we'd have dinner or whatever. And like my aunt would hop in and be like, oh, let me get the dishes for you guys, you know, kind of thing. So I feel like that's how I feel like I should be with my homies, you know, like if they made food, it's like, let me help you out with the dishes, you know, let me help you out clean up, you know, kind of thing. I know some people find that disrespectful in a way, but I don't see why though. Like I'm just asking for your guys' opinions. You guys, you know.
I mean, I don't see it as disrespectful, but I feel like a lot of people are like, "You're my guest. Shouldn't have to do any of that. Like you're in my house. I'm the one that's hosting you. I'm doing everything here. You're here because I want you here, and I want you to enjoy your time here."
Yeah, I mean, I remember growing up, it was a running joke where it's like, "Oh, you know." Let me do the dishes. And I would be like, no, I déjalos. And my dad would be like, no, pues ahí los voy a dejar. No me los voy a llevar. And it's like, but like, I think like, it's also the way you were, you know, brought up. I think in a lot of them, it was also the very, you know, respectful thing. Like, you know, they cooked for you. Like, let me help you out with that. Or whatever the case may be. So, and it always was like, no, don't do it. But at the same time, it's like, everyone's going to do them regardless, you know? I mean, there are those people who are like, oh, okay, I'm going to do them.
I'm be like, no, don't do them.
Honestly, hey, I'll probably be the same way,
ever,
bro.
If you ever tell me no, I'm just going to walk away.
All right. Point taken.
Just because I hate washing dishes.
Yeah. Going back to the Black Friday shit, though. I mean, like, we were all in the same position when we all worked at Target like that. We all understand how fucking stupid Black Friday is when it comes to people that work retail.
Dude, I never realized how scary it was hearing all those carts go down like the
legit, like, bro.
Aisles.
Bro, it was the setup plus working the day after the setup was crazy.
Yeah, it was horrible, well, bro.
Remember that first time?
Our first year was chill.
Remember when we set up and we went to Denny's afterwards?
Oh, yeah.
So we set up Black Friday, right? First year at Target for us. We worked that night all the way to like probably 3, 4 a.m. And for some fucking reason, we hit Denny's right after. And we chilled out there to like 8, 9 in the morning, bro. I was falling asleep in the Denny's, bro. I'm not even capping, bro. I was like, you know, I'm just out like a light, bro.
But that also became a tradition. If we were setting up and, you know, you were part of that group that set up, then afterwards it would be like, oh, who wants to go get breakfast, you know? And then chill. And then we would be like, oh, well, who's working tonight, you know? Because some of the people only worked that day. Like for setup, you know, other people had to come back and like work the actual Black Friday.
That was us right here.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I worked every Black Friday I was there.
I did too.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was horrible, man. But Black Friday. So everybody out there, if you're listening, you are Black Fridays. We understand. We get your pain because we went through that shit. It just so happens that we managed to fucking get out of that shit. And and we all finally get to enjoy a Black Friday off and just like actually enjoy what it is. I mean, you guys probably didn't buy anything, right?
No.
But I mean, at least we got to enjoy the day.
I bought some AirPods.
There you go. Exactly.
That was it.
More?
He participated.
Yeah, my other AirPods broke.
I usually wait for Cyber Monday, bro.
I've gone through 3 AirPods.
What? How?
Well, 2 AirPods and 1 Beats Pro.
I don't understand how people can just lose $200 pair of headphones and then just go buy new ones like nothing.
Oh, no. I didn't just lose them. Or why are you talking about me in general?
Yeah,
you bought your third pair.
But I mean, I still have my other 2 pairs.
So why
don't work?
So why'd you buy?
Don't work. I mean, it don't work. How do they not?
Yeah,
work?
How do they fuck up?
Dryer, they don't connect. Washer, they don't connect.
Yeah, like connectivity, and then one ear disconnects all the time. Look, let's not talk about it.
It's, you know, you could probably return those and get them fixed, right?
Literally.
If I do get them returned and get new ones, I'll give you good to you guys.
All right, bad. Sounds good.
And if I don't,
remember what do is I don't like AirPods. They don't stay in my ear unless it's the AirPods Pro.
All right, let's move on here. Hey, let's play a little fun little game here. Let's play a fun
every
little game.
Every time it announces fun little game, I get scared.
A fun little game. Hey,
look,
but it's...
Look at the game we just played and look how deep...
look how fun this game was.
Exactly. Everybody look out for that video, bro. That video's going to be lit. I think it might come out before the podcast, but...
Or it might not come out at all.
No, it's going to come out.
Shit.
It's going to come out.
I'm going to delete all the footage.
Like, what are you even saying, bro? This was your idea.
Who?
This game was my sister's idea, so I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
No. Shout out to the boy, Ian.
Ian, Sarah.
And Manuel.
Cool. Shout out you guys.
Damn, that's crazy.
They gave us some ideas of what we could talk about on the podcast. We were talking to
them before you got here. Crazy, Miguel showed up late. Shocker.
For the record,
No.
I wasn't told the time to show up.
Let him talk.
I wasn't told the time to show up.
No, look, the thing was, Adnan was going to say when he... Because you even asked Adnan, hey, let me know when you're coming back so I know.
Did he though?
He did.
I don't remember seeing that. In the
exactly. Point being,
you probably had me blocked, bro.
I remember Adnan saying he was going to get up at 5 and then go to Fresno. And the next thing you know, it was 2 o'clock and he was going to Fresno. Completely threw off my schedule.
It's better for you, around, bro. You know?
Okay, like you had a schedule?
It was better for me. Yeah,
like you had a schedule?
Yeah, I'd plan on my day to play some league and play some...
suck at that God, game, bro. Get over it.
Damn. All right, guys, let's play this fucking game before point this friendship is, ends.
Shout out to Sarah, Ian, and Manuel for helping us with this part.
All right, guys. So everybody's scared of something, man. Everybody's scared of something. We have a list of phobias here, and we're going to try to guess what the phobia is from the name. Let's see how smart we are, man.
Oh, and also, shout out to my fiance who wrote these down for us.
Yeah, shout out Veronica. Shout out Veronica.
I ain't scared of shit.
All right. Moises, bring out the list, please.
Behind you.
Oh, shit. That's my list. My bad. All right. Let me bring out the list here.
See how drunk we are.
That might be a little too fucked up right now.
I didn't know this was behind me, man. Okay. All right. I got the list of phobias. We're going to go here one by one. And we're going to try to guess what the phobia is by the name itself. First one on the list, we got acrophobia. I think I know what this is, man. Just by the name of it. Can I guess what it is?
Go for it.
I think it's the fear of acrobatics. I think the people that they see people flipping shit. And then when they go to carnivals and shit and they do acrobatics, I think that's the acrophobia.
You can be fucked up. I think acrophobia is the fear of holes.
Oh, is it?
Oh, no. I think that's agoraphobia.
I don't know.
It's agoraphobia. I don't know.
Do you know what acrophobia is?
You know what? I'll take the bet. That's pretty valid.
Acrobatics, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody at home, acrobatics. I'm right.
What else? Acro? Acro means air. Afraid of the air?
I'm going to go heights.
Acrophobia is the fear of heights. Isn't that no. Isn't that hydrophobia? No, I'm just kidding.
Hydrophobia?
I'm kidding.
Sorry, what?
I'm kidding.
I'm afraid of hiding or what, bitch?
Yes. Okay. All right, Moises, can you please let us know what acrophobia is, please?
So, yeah, it is the fear of heights.
I thought so, yeah. That makes
acrophobia
sense.
Acrophobia is the fear of heights?
It is the fear of heights.
What? Think about it, because acrobatics is like
acrobatics is batics in the air.
You got to think about the root word acro.
I mean, technically, I'm not wrong because... Like acrobatics are high up in the air, right?
No, you're wrong because you said they're scared of the flipping.
No, acrobatics aren't really that high, yeah.
Shit. Yeah. All right, my bad, guys. All right.
That's a
shot,
bro.
I'll take it. No, we're not taking shots.
Wait, what the fuck? Why not?
No, okay. All right, we're moving on to the next one here.
The most wrong thing to shot at the end of this.
Okay, guys, the next one here, glossophobia. Glossophobia. Miguel, what is glossophobia?
Are you saying that right?
Can you spell it? Pretty sure. No, bitch, what the fuck is glossophobia, bro?
Can I get a spelling? It'll help, trust me.
G-L-O-S-S-O and the phobia.
Okay. Well, glossary.
I think it's
is like
the glossary.
You can't go. That's the what? Fear of words?
Yeah, fear of words. No, fear of words.
I think it's just the fear of like gloss texture, bro. Like, you know, glossiness. Like people wear like gloss lipstick. I honestly think that might be it, bro.
Okay, well, I'm not getting lucky with this one.
That's pretty valid. Though.
It's in the name.
Glossophobia, the fear of... The fear of fish.
If he gets this shit right, he's cheating.
I'm gonna go with fear of big words. And if he gets right, he's cheating.
If he gets this right, right. He's cheating for sure. 100% sure.
Right. What is it?
I feel like Moises shouldn't be able to.
Okay. I have this.
I feel like Moises shouldn't be able to answer these questions since he's looking at the sheet.
I have this one.
All right. What is it?
Public speaking.
Loss of wow. Oh, so hey, it had to do with words.
I'm telling you guys,
but you're not right.
Miguel's kind of
Greek roots, guys.
You but you're not right.
But I know I'm not right. But I'm
I just want everyone to know.
Miguel might be cheating.
Though. I'm pretty valid. You said fish. This fool said fucking. He said fucking soft surfaces. You said fish. I at least said words. What?
I said glossy textures.
Yeah. See what I mean?
I
at least said words. I was in the district. All right.
I heard this guy's. Said self-service.
Oh,
like, whoa, yo.
Soft services. Soft like, services.
Okay.
All fine. Right. What's the next one?
All right. We're going to the third one, guys. Oh, this is fucking easy, bro. Gynophobia? Let me answer this. It's the fear of gynecologists, bro. The fear of gynecologists. Gynophobia? Because, like, there's women that aren't there that are, like, they get nervous when they go to gynecologists.
I think everybody gets nervous when they have to go to a doctor.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the root? Gyno.
Gynophobia? Is it the fear of, I don't know. I feel like it has to do with like the fear of a body part.
I'm
going to
go with fear of tunnels.
The fear of tunnels?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, think about it. I
feel like hand in hand.
Gynecologist. The colleges is just like the doctor part, right? Gyno is like what? The tunnel through the end, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
See what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
So you're going tunnel.
Yeah, tunnels.
You're going.
Gynecologist.
Fear of gynecologist. All gynecologists. Yeah,
exactly.
I'm going fear of women.
Okay.
No way if it's that, bro.
But I don't think it's that.
Okay.
Because woman doctor?
What is it?
Fear of women.
Fear of women? Nah, he's cheating, bro. He's looking at
you. I kid you not.
Moises is looking at the sheet.
Think about it.
Every time he looks at the answers.
Well, yeah, it does, because I don't know what the fuck gyno means.
I didn't either.
But gynecologists.
But okay. The doctor of women.
Everybody at home, you guys might be laughing at me right now, but come on. Gynecologist has to do something with women. So, like, I mean, technically, I wasn't like completely off.
I mean, I'm just going to say shout out to you. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. I inspired your answer.
So what was the word?
Gynophobia.
Gynophobia.
Yeah, I have gynophobia.
This next one I think is easy. I think I know this one. The next one on the list is megalophobia. That, I believe, is the...
Okay, I've heard that one before.
Yeah, the fear of like big sharks, right?
Fear of megalodons?
Yeah, fear of big sharks.
I just think it's fear of big things.
I was going to say, I think it's just a fear of bigger
things. Oh, big things?
Because like I think megalodon just means giant shark.
So just the fear of gigantic things.
Like big things, like skyscrapers, you know? Like maybe they might, you know, because they're so big.
Shit, can I change my answer?
No.
No? Fuck. I mean, big sharks is a big thing. Like, I'm not wrong.
Is big?
Okay. Third leg?
It's not that big. Calm down.
Yeah. All right, so I mean, I think we're all at a consensus here then.
I don't know, bro. I scared my ex away.
Hey, no. What? I'm fucking done with my girl.
All right, I'm done.
Who invited this guy?
What?
All right, what's the answer?
Large items.
Hey. Ah, fuck. I mean, a big shark is fucking large items. Large
but
items.
That was very specific, shit.
Technically,
bro.
I'm fucking right, bro.
No.
Ooh, this next one is my favorite one. A lot of people out there fucking hate this one. And we've already mentioned this before on this list. So trypophobia is the fear of... Holes.
The consecutive pattern.
Yeah, like a lot of holes.
I don't think it has to be holes. I think it's just any patterns, right?
I think it's holes.
Is it holes?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's holes.
Because the examples are like honeycombs.
Yeah.
Pomegranates. Like
the pomegranate seeds aren't holes.
But like it kind of creates a hole shape. Oh, yeah.
So I think, yeah. It's going to be the fear of holes.
Like holes in your skin kind of thing.
I'm going to go. So you guys are going holes.
Yeah, we're going holes.
I'm going repeating patterns.
Okay. Hey, shout out the movie Incantation. I didn't want to spoil for you guys, but if you guys haven't seen it, the very end of it has a lot of trypophobia in it. So,
well, I'm never going to see it.
Really?
So.
Yeah.
Huh.
So don't watch it if you don't like trypophobia. Is it holes?
It's fear patterns.
You guys suck.
What?
It is patterns. I figured it was
clustered patterns or irregular holes.
I mean,
well,
we're right.
We're pretty valid.
Irregular holes.
Yeah. I mean...
We're all right.
I'm pretty sure we're right.
All right. I mean, who got the most wrong, though?
I think I did. I think I gave the most stupid answers for sure. All right.
So, Hernan, you owe us a shot.
Fuck.
Yes, sir.
Doesn't have to be right now.
All right. Serve me the shot, Miguel. No, give me the shot.
The glass is right there, bro.
Fuck. All right. Let me get it.
The bottle's right here.
Oh.
All right, Miguel. Do me the honors here. Give me the shot, please.
No,
if you drop that.
Hey, drop it on Moises. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Even pays when the drink on. Drop it like it's hot. Yo, dude, chill.
What?
No, brother.
I couldn't see.
I fucking hate you, dude.
Wait, why? He said a shot.
Yo, this is a double shot, bro.
How is that a double?
I told him to stop. You heard that.
Dude, no, he kept going.
I know he did.
He legit kept going. He wouldn't stop.
I couldn't see the.
I said stop.
When he tells you to stop, you stop.
Once you become bitches, yo.
Yo. All right. Cheers, everybody.
Salud.
Fuck Miguel, bro.
Hey, yo, what? Why are you giving me the shot glass for?
Trying to take its chaser.
Oh. Ah!
What are you giving me the shot glass for? I only have two. One hand, no hands.
Because it smells like alcohol.
And why are you crying? You're next, bro. You're next.
Look, what? Ma. No hands. You're
taking
hands.
At least one of the shots here.
Look, nah. Ma. No hands.
Damn. All right, guys. Anon took another shot. He's lit right now. He's gonna stay lit.
Ay, Dios mío.
We need Moises to take some shots, though, because...
No. No.
He's lagging it. Why not? You're at home. You're literally at home.
I don't answer questions.
You don't answer questions.
I don't answer questions.
Okay, guys. Change the topic here. We're gonna move on to something a little more serious here. I got inspiration. It's not exactly the same topic, but I did get inspiration from it from my boy Andy Canchola. Shout out to him. He released his first episode of his first podcast. He had a little topic with Mario. Not exactly the same thing, but this is a topic that I kind of discussed with my fiance in the past. I don't know if it's controversial or not. You at home can decide if it is or not. But if you're in a relationship, one of you passes away, are you okay with your significant other dating after you pass away? Or do you want your significant other to just like completely stop dating? And you were the only one for him in his lifetime.
Or her.
Or her. It could be either or. Like, what do you guys think?
I don't know.
I mean, no, it's just your wish.
Yeah, like,
honestly,
this is,
you're not going to know. Regardless.
Yeah, this is something that you guys communicated beforehand. I don't know if a lot of people out there agree with it or not, but like, you, for example, say your girl passes away and you guys had a discussion where she says, I don't want you dating anybody after I pass away. Are you fulfilling that wish? Or are you?
I'm going to say yes, so she rests in peace.
Are you hoeing out?
Peacefully, and then I'm probably hoeing out afterwards.
Miguel's like,
damn.
You know what? That service was great. Let's go find someone else.
The free drinks on Friday. Let's go.
That's all Miguel. He's down bad.
I mean, can you really ask your significant other that? Like,
I mean,
ask,
you can.
You can, yeah. It's a look.
I know a lot of people who like will respect that.
Yeah, like I've talked about it with my fiance. Like I'm not gonna give her answer because I honestly can't remember because I'm drunk right now. But I've told her like if I pass away before she does. Like, I don't want her to be alone for the rest of her life, you know? Obviously, she's going to have that mourning phase. She's going to be sad. But after she's, like, fully healed, I don't want her to be alone for, like, the rest of her life, you know? I want her to spend time with someone, you know?
Imagine
so I let her know, like, if she...
The next day.
That's valid.
Yeah.
Let's get to the next day.
Yeah.
Well, have you seen... Okay, I've heard of stories of, like, where, like, widows, like... They need like some kind of emotion, some kind of thing to fill the void, and then you know the next day they're just hooking up with someone, you know? Not like
that's called the rebound.
It's a rebound.
That's when you break up, man. I mean
they broke up for life.
Damn, bro. It's pretty deep, man. I didn't think about that one.
I mean, yeah, they're dead, broken up just once for life, once for I guess if you break up with someone it could be for life too. But there's a chance to get back together if there's no chance.
I'm only asking it because like sad story. Like I don't want to get sad here, but my uncle and my aunt, who I consider like my second fucking parents, unfortunately my aunt passed away. But before she passed away, her and my uncle had a conversation where they talked about it, and my aunt straight up told everybody, I don't want him to be alone. Like I'm okay with him dating, like after.
Right.
Unfortunately, like she passed away. And I don't know what his decision is. Like, I don't know what he's going to do, but like he has my aunt's blessing.
That was a talk.
Yeah, that was a talk. And he has my aunt's blessing.
Yeah, if I was in that position, I feel like I wouldn't actively look for anyone or anything.
Yeah.
I just think.
If it happened, it happened.
I would just, you know, focus on healing. And then if it happened, it happened, you know? But
yeah.
I think same being the person, you know, if you were the person that was, you know, to pass away, I don't think it could be that selfish to be like, nah, like, after me, that's it.
Exactly.
You get no one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if I'm the one that passes away, best believe as a ghost, I'm getting some.
Okay, brother.
Why is this you're going to the after-death club, bro, and fucking having a great time.
Yeah, oh, you already know, dog.
Oh, shout out to...
Black ghosts, they go crazy.
Shout out to the Lit Outlet. Shout out to Ernesto. He's a comedian, and he had a funny-ass fucking thing that he said when we recorded episode 1 of Brown Militia. He's like, my girl... is the type of girl that would fucking pass away. No, I think it was the opposite. I think like if he passed away, she would reach out to him and with a Ouija board and be like, "Do you still love me?" Bro.
Oh, that kind of toxic.
When he fucking said that shit, I was dying, bro.
Have you been hanging out with any ghosts?
Yeah, imagine she's like, "Are you cheating on me in the afterlife?" I'm like, yeah. Damn.
I'd be reaching out to my fiance and be like, "You still love me? You good? Are we still together? Or what? Like, are we still a thing? Are we still a thing? Or
you watch me clap this girl's cheeks or what?"
Yo, Miguel, you would do that shit, bro. Like, you would fucking find your fiance in the like you're in the afterlife, but you would find her in the real world and just to watch her. Just to watch her.
That's crazy.
I don't know about that one, bro. Nah. I'm gonna go through that pain.
Damn.
I'd be like, damn, he's bigger than me. Damn.
Yo. No, Miguel, first of all, no one's bigger than you, bro.
You're right.
First of all. Second that shit all, wraps around the fucking waist, bro.
Second of all, that's just not.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, that's just, in my opinion, I like I mentioned, I wouldn't want my fiance to spend the rest of her life, like, alone. I want her to enjoy life, you know, however she wants to. Like, I don't want to, like, put her in a position where she has to, like, live her life a certain way after I'm gone.
I was going to say some out-of-pocket stuff, but I'm going to refrain. I'm going to refrain from that one.
No, mom is we. What are you going to say, bitch?
I was going to say, I'll be the type of dude that, in the afterlife, if my girl didn't move on, I'd finger the guy's...
Yo!
While they're doing that, he'd be like, "Hey, yo, what's going on, yo?"
Yo, fucking Miguel, brother.
I don't know if you remember that.
That's crazy. I remember
this joke in elementary school where it was like Superman was flying over the city.
Yeah.
I think he saw Wonder Woman naked on the roof.
Yeah.
And that he like swooped down real quick and clapped real quick, like, so because he's so fast, right? And like he flew away before she even noticed, supposedly. And then there's some dialogue, and then it's like Wonder Woman's talking to Invisible Man. And then she's like, "Are you all right?" He's like, "I don't know. I feel like something clapped my cheeks, you know?" And I'm like, bro. What? This, I heard this joke back in like...
This guy said elementary school.
Sixth grade. I'm not even lying to you, dude.
This reminds me of the fucking recent Flash thing. We're like, "Barry, I'm the one that fucking jacked you off at supersonic speeds, and you thought it was a..." I forgot how it goes, but...
What are you guys... What?
No, you have to look this shit up.
Where are you guys hanging out on the internet?
He knows what I'm talking about.
It was the Flash and Reverse Flash.
Bro. Yeah, Reverse Flash. Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it. Let's move on. I'm done. Yeah. No, I'm done.
Yeah, we went from something serious to something so fucking stupid, bro.
I had to lighten the mood a bit.
I know.
Let's get out of here.
Let us know what you think, though. Like, if you're in a relationship out there and one of you passes away, like, is this a conversation that you guys have? Like, do you want your significant other to not date for like the rest of your life or for the rest of their life whenever you pass away? Or are you open to them dating again? Like, what?
Well, let us know blessing?
Do they have your blessing? Let us know in the comments.
I was just gonna say, I mean, you've heard of like nursing homes going crazy, right? Like, I wonder if it depends like on the age, you know? It depends like how long you guys are together, you know? I just feel like some older people in nursing homes, they go wild, you know? They're probably bored too, you know? And
yeah,
you know, I'm just saying.
So you want to clap nursing home cheeks?
No. Not me personally. I'm sorry. I want to pass on that one, but you know, respectfully, but
yeah,
maybe if I'm in the nursing home later on, you know, like, yeah. Like if I'm
Miguel just hands out notes to everyone. Oh, my room, 6 p.m.
that's passed by the pen, bro.
Dude, Miguel's going to be a fucking player in the fucking nursing home when he gets there.
What?
I guarantee that.
I'm not even a player now, bro. I can't be a player then.
Okay, look, like we mentioned before in the past, like all three of us, it's very rare that we're all together just because we all live so far apart. But we're all here again together once again in the Central Valley. But why am I saying all of this?
Say a lot of things.
I do say a lot of things.
For no reasons.
But look, the Central Valley is full of different cities. Some of them better than the others. So we wanted to, not rank, but we wanted to put different Central Valley cities in the worst category and in the best. What do you think, or who do you guys think should be categorized best cities in the Central Valley and who should be categorized worst cities in the Central Valley?
Can we go worst first?
And we're able to talk about this because we're from the Central Valley. We were born and we were raised here. So
this isn't where I thought you were going with this one.
What did you think I was going to say?
I thought you were going to say who has the best baddies, you know?
I mean that could be also in
Miguel's
the
list. Miguel's is on one.
All right, so who do you guys think were Central Valley cities?
And what do you define as a Central Valley?
Okay, so we looked this up earlier.
Yeah.
And in theory and technicality, the Central Valley starts at Redding.
That's north, right?
Yes.
Okay.
All the way to Bakersfield.
No mames.
All of that is Central Valley, brother.
But
there's like, I forgot, I think there was like 12 different counties in the Central Valley.
Only 12?
Or maybe more, actually. It could be more. But there's a lot.
I mean, Merced County is pretty big, and so is Stanislaus.
Yeah.
And I think Fresno is the next one after that. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, okay.
You guys want to start off with best or worst? You guys want to start off with best or worst?
Let's go with best.
Best, okay.
Best?
Bakersfield?
I don't know, man.
I'm not. Best, I don't really know about Bakersfield, but it's like on the edge of going into LA. Like, can it really be that bad? But like, bad?
Who do you know that has conversations with like, hey, let's move to Bakersfield?
Yeah.
Nobody.
I forgot where it was, but there was this like thing where it's like, you know, Bakersfield was that part of, what was it, like SoCal that we don't claim or whatever? Because I guess that's not that bad. That like,
SoCal don't even want to claim it?
So like, yeah, like SoCal don't even want to
claim it. SoCal got some bad cities, bro.
And so I was like, damn, SoCal don't want to claim them, then.
I can tell you right off the bat, I think not Fresno, but surrounding cities like Visalia and Clovis, I think those are...
Madera?
I don't know about Madera. Madera is iffy.
Why?
Because it's, I don't know, like, I feel like you hear a lot of shit coming out of Madera. There's like a recent news about like this cartel shit that was happening in Madera.
The one you talked about before?
Yeah. So like, Madera can be
iffy. That's just a one-off thing, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, Madera, I don't know. If you're from Madera, like, I don't want to shit on Madera.
Yo, I'm sorry.
Let me know.
I'm talking shit about your town.
But Visalia and Clovis, I know for a fact that they're decent cities. They're pretty good cities to live in.
You know what? Yeah, this best city part is not working out.
I'm telling you, there's not much.
Yeah, it's pretty good. What city?
There's not much. Shout out those bottles.
What's the standard? What's the middle ground?
I mean, I think it just goes based off of like what you.
Were you gonna say Turlock is like middle ground or like
Turlock is okay? I think Turlock is okay.
I think Turlock is very neutral in the sense where like there's not a whole bunch of like crazy news coming out of it.
We have a lot of churches.
Yeah,
I mean, we were in the record book. We were in the record book.
Yeah. Shout out Vegas for taking that away from us.
Damn. But I think Turlock is very like low key, I guess you can call it. Just very meh. The only real reason why people know about it is because of Stan.
Yeah.
And that's it. And then like some people don't even know what Stan is, like Stanislaus State.
True. I mean, we could shout out like smaller cities too. Like, do you hear bad shit happening in Delhi?
Not really. Shout out Delhi.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, Delhi is dog shit.
Delhi?
Hey.
Everything.
What about Daener?
Oh, that's peaceful.
Peaceful? Daener? Okay.
But not Delhi.
Shout out Daener. What's wrong with Delhi?
Drive-bys, shooters, stabbings, everything.
Damn.
It's a good thing I got out.
Yeah, Dallas kind of bad, guys.
It's a good thing I got out.
Okay.
We got Houston, we got Keys, we got Ceres.
Shout out Ceres. I don't hear a lot of bad things for Ceres.
Ceres it's right next to
Turlock, and Turlock is pretty good.
Ceres has bad traffic, a closed down Kmart, and...
Okay, but bitch, everybody closed Kmart.
But now they're building a lot of stuff there.
They are, though. They do have a Popeyes and a Raising Cane's. They have a
whole bunch of like new businesses there.
Yeah.
They're trying to bring money into the area, but I don't know if it's working
out. What do you think? Is Merced good or bad?
Merced is, I feel like Miguel has a lot of shit to say about Merced.
There's the side that the sun touches and the side the sun doesn't touch, you know?
It was like Simba was like,
exactly.
Everything the light touches, and then he looks over there at the skeleton graveyard and he's like, what's that?
Yeah. What about the in-between?
That's Merced areas over there. It's like, don't talk about that.
What about the in-between between Merced and Turlock, Atwater?
In Livingston? Okay, so we're talking about, if we're going north to south, is Delhi? No. Livingston? Nothing really there, but it's okay still.
Okay.
Outwater, not too bad. They have that Castle Air Center, you know, and a bunch of stuff there. Merced's 50-50, man. There's some good parts. There's some homelessness in some parts and some
rundown areas. Homelessness everywhere.
That is very true, actually.
Yeah.
And then we have Merced. I don't know what's after that. Madera, Fresno.
Bro, that's kind of bad that like we can't figure out what the best cities in Central LA is. Like we can switch over to worst.
About the bad ones.
Yeah, we can switch over to worst cities and Stockton right away, bro. Stockton is probably one of the worst cities out there.
You could even say San Francisco nowadays. Wait, is that
San Francisco is the Bay Area? Stupid. Sacramento, I don't think is that great either.
I'll stop breaking there for a second. My bad. I forgot we said Redding.
Yeah,
to Bakersfield.
Yeah. So Sacramento, I don't think is a very good city either.
Really?
I don't know, bro.
I think Sacramento has good, like Merced.
I think it's just busy, but there's nothing wrong with it. There's Old Town Sac.
Sac Town? I don't know. Modesto, also known as Meth.
Methdesto.
Methdesto.
Don't talk about Modesto that way.
It's pretty bad,
though,
bro.
Where the fuck you think you are?
Methdesto's pretty bad.
Who are you?
Have you seen Fentanyl Fresno?
Okay.
I don't know about that one, but this is what I'm
doing. Fentanyl Fresno.
Fennel, Fresno. Or Fresno, look.
Yeah, I would put Fresno on the bad side.
Yeah, Fresno, I think. Really? Fresno, no. Fresno has good sides, but a lot of it is Chick Chansey Park? Chick Chansey Casino?
Never been there.
The soccer field?
Shout out Fresno Bulldogs?
No, fuck the Fresno Bulldogs. Fuck. I'm like, neither of you went there. What the fuck?
Stand, bro. What are you saying? I got a couple more bad cities. Well, I don't know, man. Like, I have a bias because, like, I lived in one of these cities, Mendota. In my, like, Mendota is it bad? I like Mendota.
I've heard some things.
But Mendota has a lot of, like, cartel-related activities there.
Empire.
Yeah, there's an empire there.
No, I meant, like, empire.
It's bad?
Next to Mendota. Well, that's where Gabby was, remember?
Mendota?
No, Empire.
Oh.
Empire's up, like, past Modesto, right?
Yeah, it's in the Modesto area.
That's bad area?
Oh, it's terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Fireball, I don't know about the activities in Fireball.
F-I-R-E-B-A-U-G-H.
Where's that at?
Fireball is right next to Mendota. So it's Mendota, Fireball, and then Dos Palos.
I only know about Mendota because my buddy used to live over there.
Yeah. So Fireball, I don't really know too much about. I don't really have an issue with Fireball. Mendota, I know, has a lot of little iffy stuff there, but I was born there. I wasn't born there, but I lived there for a long time, and I never really.
Yeah. Hey, Dos Palos, shittiest people
ever. Dude, look. Dos Palos has a lot of shit wrong with it, but I mean, I like it there, dude. I don't know. I like it there.
He literally almost got, he got carjacked there, and he says he likes it. That's crazy.
Oh, shit. Dude, it's funny that I can say that I like it there, but we also, like, I was involved in someone fucking jacking our shit.
You've been involved in a carjacking, a haunted house.
Okay, haunted house is not proven, bro.
Proven.
I think your story is proven
pretty I think we're kind of getting away from what we're talking about. Let's get back to the bad cities here. Los
Baños thoughts, bro.
Everywhere. Los Baños is not bad.
Thoughties everywhere, bro.
We're currently Los Baños is barren. Just not much going on. A lot more than
it has enough going on.
But like it's just like a drive through
enough
like town. Like this is literally like 152. You just connect over to 99.
Like fucking,
you know, and then you get on 5. Like that's how it is.
At that one place from Cars, Radiator Springs.
Radiator Springs, the cutest town in Carburetor County.
And then we got Santanella. It's not really, I don't know. Do you really consider Santanella a city?
I have no idea what you're talking
about. It's just nothing but shops.
A gas station.
It's just like a, like a rest stop kind of place.
Is there homes there?
I don't know. There's a hotel there. A hotel.
Oh, you
didn't hear that? My bad, bro.
He said hotel there.
I didn't really pronunciate it right.
He really didn't, but I still understood him.
Hotel Patterson? Patterson's okay.
Fuck.
Patterson's getting bigger.
Hey, Eslabon Armado's from Patterson.
Who?
Eslabon.
Who?
Are you done beating now?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, shout out Eslabon, bro. He's from Patterson. I got my family in Patterson.
I worked there.
That explains everything.
Patterson's cool.
Patterson's getting bigger,
I like Patterson.
Look, any city that doesn't have a hospital in it, I don't want to be in there.
That's crazy. Oh, and then we got Tracy. But Tracy's more like an industrial place. They got a lot of warehouses there.
Yeah,
it's more like
Tracy.
It's more like you want to work there. Ripping.
I don't think anyone.
I don't remember, bro. I worked at
you Tracy. Just drive through there. You see the big old. Oh, water
I lied. Side. Ripping isn't where the theater is. It's Riverbank. I'm dumb.
I've been a Riverbank fool.
Stupid.
Riverbank is cool.
The only reason I know Ripping is because Anthony and Jennings live there.
Okay.
And then that big ass water tower.
The big ass water tower.
Shit. Okay. Well, I mean, we can all agree that Stockton is probably the worst.
Yeah.
And if you're from Stockton,
look, no offense to you guys living in Stockton.
Unless it's you.
It's just like it's just statistical facts that Stockton is probably one of the worst cities in California.
I think it was in the country for a while. Like it was on the list.
Yeah, and I think Modesto is probably on there too.
Bro, where are you getting this from? Bro, I have not heard anything better about Modesto like that.
Modesto, bro, that's funny. I read that online. It was online somewhere, bro.
You believe everything you read online?
No, but it was funny.
Yeah, you're right.
It was funny. I saw it. Look, I like Modesto. They have the Modesto Mall. It's okay.
I mean, the mall's chilling.
Yeah.
There's something to do
chilling,
there.
Yeah.
Okay, you act like we don't go to Modesto.
Damn.
Modesto, bro.
We go to Modesto to get us some meth, guys, apparently. According to Moy, we go get...
Well, I mean, I'm saying, like, we go to Modesto because there's nothing to do in Turlock.
Nothing to do in Modesto either.
More than Turlock.
Yeah, you're right.
It's like the same shit. People in Patterson go to like Turlock to go to Target because there's nothing in Patterson.
They drive 30 minutes to go to Target?
We drive 30 minutes to go to a mall.
It's like 25, 20.
It's like 20 if you guess it.
There's a lot from of traffic. Patterson yeah, there's to some Turlock. Traffic. I mean, but the mall is huge. We're talking about Target.
Also, if you hear a dog in the background, my bad, guys. We got a fucking loud ass dog here.
Touchdown's dog.
It's not my dog, bro. It's Moises' house here.
Yeah, facts. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we apologize about the dog.
Shout out to also who's barking.
So yeah, I think we all agreed which one was the worst. I think it's a little harder for us to agree which one was the best. Is there really a best? I don't think so, huh?
Wherever you're from and you think that's the best,
that's all that matters.
Power to you.
Hey, shout out Central Valley though, bro. Trying to put Central Valley on the map because we're from here, bro. What other podcast other than the one literally called the Central Valley podcast is there?
You're right.
So
that I know of, at least.
So someone's got to put them on the map, and it's gonna be us. Fuck it.
Okay.
Fuck it.
Okay.
He goes like, all right.
We're gonna be like all the other podcasts that say like, hey, number one podcast in the Central Valley, but we didn't say it.
We want other people to say it.
Other people said it. We didn't say it.
We want them to give us a title.
Exactly.
All right.
Hey, everybody out there, if you listen to us, please give us that title. We don't want to give ourselves that title. We don't want to ask for it either, but if you guys want to give it to us.
We wouldn't mind.
We wouldn't mind. If you guys want to comment that in every one of our videos, please do.
Ooh.
Oh, dude, why you got to do that every fucking episode,
bro? You just did it right now.
Yeah, but I didn't say the word.
But you reminded me.
Fuck you.
It's your fault.
Okay.
It didn't cross my mind until you did it.
Damn.
Well.
Well, what?
I don't know, I just wanted you guys to stop arguing.
No. Wait, I do it every episode? Not even.
Huh?
I don't do that every episode, do I?
Yeah, bro, you've done it for the last two episodes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, bro. You need to stop oohing, bro.
I can't do my heart because I'm holding...
You need to stop oohing.
I'm holding my mic and my... Mike, what's wrong with that?
Is it getting you anywhere?
I don't know. Maybe. It's too soon to tell, no? Well, it's only two episodes.
Maybe. All right, guys. Last topic of the podcast here. I mean, this is a question I feel like that's... asked a lot. A lot of the times this question is asked in, would you rather go to the past or would you rather go to the future kind of thing, you know? Miguel, tell me, what kind of advice would you give your past self, like in high school, for example? Like, what kind of advice would you give your high school self to kind of like succeed in life or succeed in high school at least? Like, what kind of advice would you give your like past self?
Pull some bitches, bro. Fuck.
Okay.
I mean... If I'm real?
Yeah.
Bro, pull something,
is that it?
Bro.
Yeah.
No. My high school self advice?
Yeah. You're going to tell yourself, give yourself more confidence or what? Like be more confident?
Be yourself more.
Yeah.
Don't be so shy. Don't be so worried about what others think.
Mm-hmm.
You won't see these people ever again in like 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
Express your feelings more.
Yeah.
You never know who might respond to them, you know?
Yeah.
Take the risk while you still can. Participate in more extracurricular activities, more clubs. Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah.
That was a list.
That was a list. That was a whole lot.
I've thought about it plenty of times.
Honestly, bro, me too. Like, I feel like me, if I were to give myself advice in the past in high school, it's just like not give a fuck. Just like don't care what other people think. Just do yourself, you know? Be yourself. Do whatever you want to do, you know? Don't try to fucking impress other people.
I would have told myself try harder freshman year.
I'm not, but I feel like freshman year for everybody was tough, bro.
No, it was especially tough for me.
I mean, you could tell yourself, like, try harder in freshman year, but I feel like freshman year for everybody is hard, bro. Unless you're smart as fuck.
I mean, I walked into honors English and I got a fucking C both semesters.
Why the fuck are you in honors English in freshman year?
He's a tryhard.
Because I thought I was smart.
I was in remedial English, bro. I'm just kidding. I'm not.
I believe it.
No, I wasn't. Hey, shout out to my high school teacher. His name was Mr. Hammer. That was his only year in high school, and then he fucking dipped.
He's like, this ain't it.
Yeah, this ain't it,
this
bro.
This ain't it for me.
Did you ever have Mr. Donaldson?
Yeah.
Dude, I had him for
pre-cal.
He was the realest one, bro.
Yeah?
Funny. Well, hella funny, bro.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of screwed me over.
Oh. Well, this is awkward.
Damn.
But no, I mean, he was funny. But like the year I had him, it was his last year, so he didn't care.
That's crazy.
He was retiring, so like I learned nothing. And then I had to retake pre-cal.
Really? When? Next year in high school?
Yeah, so like I took it my junior year. And then
the fuck
did
you need pre-cal for?
What?
What did you need pre-cal for?
I didn't. It was just the next thing in math.
I think you guys
and
are
why
losing.
Why do you want to keep taking it? Like what made you want
to
take
pre-cal? We have to take 4 years of math.
Three.
Four.
Three.
Y'all losing like
four
the...
Four recommended. Three.
Y'all losing really? Like the subject yes. here.
Okay, well, point being
is... You guys are going off track here.
Okay, point being is I had to retake it because of him. And then I had his wife.
Yo, you had his wife?
As a teacher. She was also
that's
a teacher.
Wild, brother.
She was also a teacher.
That's crazy.
She also taught pre-cal, which is
I heard
wild.
She wasn't that good.
I mean, I got to be in that class.
Okay, we're losing the fucking topic we're fucking trying to talk about here. Y'all talking about if you passed class or not.
Okay, point being is, so Miguel, he gave his list, and you said you just... Wouldn't give a fuck.
Yeah, it's just like, don't care what people think, you know?
Just
like
be yourself.
Be yourself. Because I feel like I got...
Were you too much in your head?
Too much, yeah. I let people... I feel like I acted a certain way in high school because of I wanted to...
Fit in?
Not fit in, but you know, I guess, yeah, it's just like...
Or like the people
try to prove things to certain people that I didn't need to prove, you know?
Yeah. Get you?
Yeah.
Well, I would tell my younger self to bully people more.
Damn.
No, just kidding.
Be bullied or be the bully.
Exactly.
Okay.
The doggy dog world.
Doggy dog world. Yeah.
No, that's not true. I wouldn't tell myself that.
Damn.
What would I do? Fuck, I don't know. I mean,
don't take orchestra.
Damn, this one had a perfect high school, bro.
I didn't say I had a perfect high school, but like,
oh, homeschool. I tell myself to get homeschooled.
What the?
Actually, how are you gonna get bitches then?
But don't stop. 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 Stop.
I didn't think it was homeschooling.
I wasn't going to continue. Stop. I was waiting for the answer.
I didn't think it was homeschooling me, did I?
Stop. Okay, point
me. The neighbor?
Point me is, I didn't have a perfect high school. I probably would have told myself to, like Miguel said, be go do more extracurriculars. I feel like...
Fucking nerd,
bitch,
bro.
You couldn't. Or guess it took up, like, your whole time.
This was like, I'm going to go play some... I'm going to go do chess.
I was in chess. I wanted to learn chess.
I did chess in elementary school. That was pretty cool.
Elementary school.
Yeah, elementary school.
You did chess in elementary school. How?
I don't fucking know. It was a thing. You it was an option.
No, I mean, like, how the fuck did you understand how to play chess in elementary school?
They taught us, bitch.
But, yeah, like,
you know. That's why you joined the club, to fucking learn.
But do you still know how?
No.
Oh. Well, that didn't work out, did it?
It didn't.
Do you know how to play chess?
I never said did.
No.
Oh,
I've tried learning, but it's a little complicated.
My cousin destroyed me.
I also learned how to play piano in elementary school.
How's that going?
And then I forgot.
No way, bro. Come on.
Yeah.
You got to learn back.
I know how to play.
There's like two or three songs I would like you to play on the piano. That's not one of them, though.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
And I think the last, or like one of the biggest advice I guess I would give myself is apply to colleges.
Uh huh.
Like, I only applied to I only applied to two.
Stan and what?
But like Fresno.
Fresno?
And I got into both.
That's crazy.
I did get into both. But like, I think like.
You didn't go to Fresno?
I hate you so much sometimes.
No, I know where you went, but why didn't you go to Fresno?
Let's not talk about that.
This fool's advice to himself is to try to better his career. What the fuck kind of advice, bro?
He's not wrong, though, because I fucked up. I missed a deadline to apply to colleges.
No, I like your answer better. Get bitches.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, bro, though. I waited so last second that the servers got full and I couldn't send my applications in to the UCs or to the CSUs. Because I told myself I'm only going to apply to UCs because CSUs are trash. And then guess what happens? I applied to neither of them. For a week, I was not in any colleges. I was not applied to anything. I had probably the worst mental breakdown for a whole fucking week.
That's crazy.
I think my parents fucking disowned me for the week. I'm not even lying, you guys. And then the UCs are like, oh, it was our fault. We're going to reopen our college admissions.
Miguel's like, send.
And I said, fuck, send, bitch, send. Let's go. Damn. And then I got into UC Davis and UC Merced, and I picked UC Merced for some reason.
Damn, why?
Man, you could have gone to Davis. You could have got pepper sprayed, bro.
Huh?
You could have got pepper sprayed.
That
happened while we were in school. Remember that fucking one-ass scandal where the kids got pepper sprayed?
Because they were protesting,
the security.
No? Was it not a protest? Or my
Yeah, it was a protest. Yeah,
I wouldn't be protesting.
But like, they were all literally just kneeling there.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be protesting.
and they got pepper sprayed.
I don't got time for that shit.
No, but like,
remember, he'd be pulling bitches.
Oh, yeah,
I'd be tutoring, that's for sure. No, I mean getting tutored, sorry.
Yo!
Hey, yo!
Jeez. Yeah, Miguel's a player, bro.
I tutored you, tutored me, you know what I mean?
Tutoring them booty.
Whoa!
Tutoring them booty. Tutoring them booty.
Now calm down, he's getting too
excited. I said tutoring them booty.
Getting too excited.
Yeah, I would have liked to at least go one day in high school.
You didn't get one single date in high school?
I didn't go to prom, dude.
I didn't go to prom either.
I should have gone to prom at least.
I went to prom.
Okay, with the boys, brother. Okay, bro. We don't care. The fuck?
Vice to myself.
Who the fuck asked you?
Yeah.
Don't fall in love with her.
Five, bro. Hey, all around me are familiar faces.
One for the homies. Pour it out.
Pour now, places.
Calm down, bro. That's hardwood floor.
Oh, shit.
She looks like plastic.
So do you.
Damn.
Sorry.
All right, Miguel, you want to play a little truth or drink here?
I'm down. Let's go. What's up?
All right. Truth or drink.
Well, you have to ask him the fucking question. It's not truth or dare. It's truth or drink.
You just ask me. You ask him the question, I either answer or I drink.
No, but he has to pick truth or drink.
No, bitch.
How are you gonna pick truth or drink? Truth or drink?
Oh, shit! All right, you start it off. Let me get familiar with the game here. My bad, y'all. My bad. Miguel, go ahead. Go ahead.
I know. I'm trying to think of like what. Should we start easy? Easy?
Yeah. No. Let's fucking start hot, brother.
No. We'll level up.
Have you ever had a crush on any of your high school teachers?
No.
So they were ugly.
Yes.
That's crazy. Next question.
No.
Go for it.
I'll ask you a question too. Go ahead. This is to both of you. This is just going to be an open.
All right. Have you had any crushes on your high school teachers?
High school?
Because I think by then we've reached the puberty.
I had crushes in elementary.
I'm assuming that Miguel had a crush on his high school teacher.
Miguel's ready to just lay out the name of that baddie.
Yeah.
Who was it, Miguel?
There wasn't any, bro. Not when I was.
Hey, who was that substitute teacher that everyone fell in love with?
The one that became a teacher afterwards?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, no, bro. This chick was bad.
Yeah?
I never saw her, but she was bad.
I forgot her name.
Me bitch. Too.
Just remember that you were like 13, bro.
Changed, bro.
She became mayor?
She got married and her name. Her last name changed, my bad. I'm trying to think. Who did I have in high school that might have been? No, baddie? Dude. No.
No one.
They were all oldish, you know, and like.
You wouldn't do anything for an A?
I worked hard for an A. What do you mean?
Shit, work harder somewhere else.
Shit.
Work smarter, not harder.
Y'all wow, bro. Y'all wow. All right. What's your question, Moises?
I'm trying to think of her name, bro. While you're thinking of the question, I'm trying to think of her name.
Okay. If given the option, that's not really a truth or drink kind of question, but I guess if given the option, would you rewind a year of your life?
Rewind a year?
And only you would know about it.
Like any year?
Not really. I feel like nothing really major happened in the past year like where I need to rewind.
No, like from now. Like, well, I guess. Well, yeah, it would have to be from now, right?
So you want to rewind this past year?
Well, I don't know. My question was kind of the way I thought it was like, would you rewind?
She was fucking wack,
would you rewind
bro.
Back to a certain time?
Would you want to redo a year or run it back to a certain time?
Maybe redo. Redo.
Like start over at a certain specific time?
Yeah.
All right. Conceiving?
But just like.
All right, let me ask a better one here. Miguel, Moises. Is there a regret in your life that you guys would want to go back in time to change? Here's the drink.
Can you hand me a drink?
Damn, they must have a bad one.
We also don't have a drink.
Boy has a bad one. All right, so Moises is not answering. Miguel, you got an answer?
No, he's got a drink first. You want to give me? I'll give you some doozy shit. All
right.
I regret not listening to Moises and his sister when it came to a certain someone.
Who?
You really have to ask who?
Who? She has the same name as your fiance, cut.
Oh, fuck. That's crazy.
That is crazy, huh?
That's wild. You should have listened.
Salud.
Salud. That's crazy. All right. Next question.
I don't know how to follow that one up. We'll go with the one that I think you said it behind the scenes.
Are you hiding any secrets from your parents?
Am I hiding any secrets from my parents? Nah, bro. I'm pretty honest with them. I don't lie to my parents. Yo, what are you hiding? Yo,
bodies, right?
That's crazy. Bodies.
Nah, I think. Well,
you already drank.
Yeah, I'll answer. I'll answer.
You just drank. No, that's not valid.
So just drank for fun, then.
Rewind it.
Is that the regret that you wish you?
No, I mean,
that's funny.
I think for me, it's more just like I don't view it as bad, but like,
what is it?
The marijuana.
You smoke marijuana?
They don't know.
Yeah, my family doesn't know.
I guess, yeah.
But that's it.
Well, it's a secret that he's hiding from.
Yeah, like
that's
a secret I'm hiding from my parents.
Okay. No. I don't want to minimize your secret. That's my bad. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I'm like, that's it? Really?
Yeah, my bad.
Your
I'm sorry.
Your parents know you used to double-dibble and a double-double?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What the?
Bro, I'm honest with my parents.
Damn, he just makes us look like chumps.
I don't hide shit from them. Like, I'm.
Do they know you're not a virgin?
I don't do anything bad in my life, bro. I'm a boring person, bro. Wait, what?
Do they know that you're not a virgin? Yes.
But yeah, no. I don't want to minimize your. I apologize. I'm sorry. My bad, bro.
Called me invalid.
That's my fault.
His mom was upset that he got a tattoo.
Yeah. Okay.
Imagine oh yeah. For the record, yeah, because like
if they found out he smoked,
like what did your parents say about your tattoos?
Oh, my mom wouldn't talk to me for like a minute.
Eventually, she came around.
Yeah, eventually she came around.
But like initially, the same thing. Yeah, same thing with. I mean, yeah, like my mom now, she's like,
yeah.
I'm just saying.
But like, okay, does your mom? Is your mom like against tattoos still?
Yeah, but
like you can't get anymore, or like
she knows. No, she's at that point where she knows that she's not gonna be able to stop us from getting any. So she's just like, she's like,
my
mom. Whatever.
See, my mom's not there. My mom at still to this point. She like looks at me. She's like, I just want to rub that off of you. And I was like, well, you can't.
I mean, eventually.
And then she's like, And she's like, and you're done, right? And I was like, no. I'm like, I haven't even started.
She's like, yeah, I'm done for now.
Yeah. I'm like, I haven't even started.
Okay. Then into my next appointment.
So I got to get on here.
Okay.
Let's get deep here, guys.
Oh,
let's get
fuck. Deep. I don't got that many deep inches, yet? Bro.
No, let's get deep.
I don't got that many inches.
Guys, has there been ever a moment of our friendship where you're like, fuck him?
Every time I hang out with Miguel.
Like, fuck him.
I can't think of one.
Like I'm over?
Like, I'm over. Or, like, not even fuck him, but you're just like, maybe yeah, just, bro. Like I'll be open and honest with you guys. Like, I've been jealous of both of you in the past.
What?
Like, before I met Monica. Like, what? I've been jealous of both of you in the fact that, like, you guys are able to talk. Like, Miguel, you think you're not able to talk to, like, girls, but you and Moises, you guys got it. You guys got it. I've been jealous of you guys in the past. I'm like, damn, bro, like, these guys are able to talk to fucking girls and hang out with them and shit like that. And I'm over here just like, I can't do it, bro. I can't do it. And I've been jealous of both of you in the past. And that has made me, like, resent you guys in the past.
Damn, bro, he hated you.
Yeah. Not hated. But, like,
I get your point. Like, I think people, and I'm not saying, and I'm not, again, not to minimize what you're saying, but, like,
no, yeah.
I think there is always that. You will envy certain things about certain people. But I think that's just human nature.
Yeah.
And I think, like you said right now, it's like, it wasn't like make or break. You know, it wasn't like, oh, damn, like, I really don't want to deal with them. It's just more like, damn, like how is that so easy for them type of shit?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's just like, I don't know. It made me envious of you because I'm like, damn, bro, how do you guys fucking do it?
For the record.
And I'm over here just fucking chilling.
I'm not that way.
I think you are, bro. In the past.
Should we pull up your Snapchat? History or what?
Yo,
what are you talking about?
He's friendly with a lot of coworkers. That's all I'm saying. I'm just in a good way. He just has friends everywhere.
This making it weird.
That's crazy.
Not weird.
Okay.
So do you really answer? Do you answer your question?
Do you really work?
Do I really work?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Shout out Amanda. They don't think that we work because I'm always telling them stories about me and you talking, and they're like, "What do you guys do then?"
Well, I'm just saying, like, the last new friend I've had that's a female is I can't remember right now, and you have your that's people crazy. At work. Like,
I mean,
like I guess
I am very friendly. I do make friends easily, whether it be guys or girls. I'm just a very friendly person. I really am,
bro. Tell me why when we were raving on Wednesday, yeah. I was fanning people because they were hot, right?
Okay.
He starts to fan people, and this fool gets a cow sticker.
Okay,
he gets a glove show and a little, like, unicorn ceramic trinket. What was the last thing?
Shout out to the bracelet that girl and her homie gave me.
And a piece of candy. Big ol' star on it, dude. And I got nothing.
So
damn.
I got a thank you, but that's it. I mean, I'll take it, you know? I'll take it. It's cool.
And again, I'm not in there for the anything.
I'm not either. I'm just saying, this whole plan looks fucking friendly, and I don't know, bro. I'm just saying.
You know what's crazy is going back to, like, when Ian told me about him liking my sister. He said that I look very mean and angry.
I see it. It's not that you look very mean. You just have a resting bitch face.
Yeah. And then, so I'm just like, what?
I think when it comes to other guys, you do.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't know. But to answer your question.
I feel like I have the same thing, though.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I get a lot. I get it a lot from people where I just look like a serious guy. Not that I look mean, but I just look like a serious guy.
There's times when Anand looks frustrated.
He's always frustrated at you.
At me? No. At us, maybe.
No. I mean, yeah, you can tell. But I think it's like Anand said right now. It's just the way his face. I feel like
you
face.
Can see a lot in his eyebrows.
No, it's just I have fucking bushy eyebrows, bro.
But that's why they can accentuate your face.
I feel like they're just like,
yeah, like,
I don't know.
You can do a lot with your eyebrows. You can really.
Can I?
Yeah, you really can. Just try asking Monica, see what she thinks.
I'm winking at Miguel.
Oh, I thought you were
twitching.
That was a twist. I am twitching.
I'll answer your question.
All right, go ahead.
There was a time. My time let him. Is when Miguelito got a girlfriend.
Oh, shit.
And left everyone.
Damn.
It's okay, bro. Karma got me back.
And I just remember because, like, I mean, I think that was the point where, like, we were all just hanging out and doing shit. And then it was like, where's Miguel? Oh, well, let me hit him up. Oh, yeah. And then never showed up.
I was clapping cheeks, bro.
You know, like, I can't blame you, but at the same time, I can, bro.
And then, so, like,
my first girlfriend, bro.
It was,
I understand.
I mean, lost. I get it. I do, But at the same time,
at the age of like, what, fucking like 20, 21?
But at the same time, the fuck.
I'm sorry. You know what? I learned my lesson.
Oh, and I think again. I think that's like the only time that I really was like fuck this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's like, damn, this guy really just traded all of us for one girl.
Hey, where they at now, though?
Nice to have you back.
Where they at now? who's still here?
Who was the bad guy in that situation? You or the girl?
Me.
You?
Okay. It was on my phone.
Okay.
I acknowledge it.
You acknowledge it. That's all I'm
saying. It was on my phone. But I'm still here now. Where the other fuckers at? Not here. All right. That's all I want to say.
All right, Miguel. What about that's us?
Crazy. Right now.
What about us?
Right now. Like right now.
Have you ever hated us?
Yeah, right now.
I'm all twisting it in Ann's words. Just right. Have you ever hated us?
No, I mean.
Come on, bro.
No, for real.
He's a liar.
What?
Never?
Like, to no, just no.
Yeah.
I can't think of a moment honestly.
So
I
mean, we just look like assholes.
No, it's not that. It's just, it takes a lot to tick me off. No? Like, I'm very, very patient.
I think that's one of Miguel's like guys, best characteristics.
I got cheated on and I was still friends with that
Shut
person.
Shut the fuck up.
Yo, everybody out there, can you guys tell Miguel to stop being friends with the people that fuck him over, please? Tell him, please.
But, I mean, it doesn't make sense, though. Miguel is a very patient person.
Look,
forgiving.
That's one thing that I admire about you.
That's one thing I hate about
but
you.
But that's also one thing I hate about you, bro.
Like, same.
In the nicest way possible.
I've changed, you know. I'm a little more...
Because you deserve better, Miguel. But you kind of... You kind of let yourself get stomped on, bro.
I do.
You're doing it. Yeah. I don't like it, bro. I don't like it.
Straight curve stomping. I don't like it. Yeah,
yeah.
You're like a little Goomba.
He's a little Goomba. Everybody around you is Mario's, bro. Everybody's around
you. So you're telling me I should hate you guys then?
Okay. No, I hate. It's a strong word.
Dislike? All right. Yeah.
Just
be upset for a second.
Just envious.
Now, this whole time I've been trying to think of...
Be jealous of us,
one
bro.
Time I'm like... I'm jealous of you guys now, actually. What the fuck?
Nah, you shouldn't be jealous of us.
Why not?
No.
Maybe not jealous, but like envious.
You should be happy for us.
You're both engaged.
You should be happy for us.
I'm single.
But just know you're always on our mind, bro.
Not always. Not always.
Every time I'm taking a piss, bro, Miguel's there.
I was going to say,
every time he's clapping.
Not when he's doing the deed, you know. I really hope not.
Damn, imagine.
It's kind of awkward.
Imagine if you just yell at Miguel's name.
That?
Migs.
For some reason, Migs does not sound right.
I mean, that's your username.
I know, but.
Miguelito,
Kitty.
That was a nickname of mine in high school. It's crazy because it was two cousins.
Miguel, what would you fucking bully your high school self? Like, what would you bully yourself? Yeah, what would you tell him? Talking about advice and shit, but like, what would you bully your high school self for?
All right, guys, we're out of time for this episode.
He's like, there's too much to go into detail right now.
He's like, you fucking nerd.
Damn.
Loser ass bitch.
Damn. All right, guys.
Stop
you know
playing
what?
Video games. Go get some puss.
Cut his mic.
Because I'm gonna mute his ass. All right, everybody.
No, I wouldn't bully myself. I think I did my own stuff during high school. I cruised. I made friends with the exchange students. I played soccer. I just tried hard. I focused on school.
I'm gonna ask one question to both, or I guess all to all of us, and then we'll end it there.
Oh shit.
This one might be a little too. This one might be a little deep too.
What are you gonna end it?
I like getting deep.
Oh yeah.
Pause. Are you proud / happy of who you are to this point?
I think so. I think I've taken pride in being a genuine person, not being a fake person. I feel like if I'm upset at something, I still have trouble like owning up to it. Not owning up to it, but like confronting the person about it. But I feel like I'm still not fake to the person. I feel like I'm still genuine enough where I could be straight up with the person that I'm mad at and just like let them know. Like that in general for everything.
Okay.
I feel like I'm not like a fake person and I'm very genuine.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Let me go? Or do you want me to go, I guess?
I would say I'm proud of the person I am, personality wise. I don't know about happy, but that's not fault of like anything I've done. It's just like I feel like I could be doing more. Kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay. But you still have a lot of life
in front of you
to be able to like succeed in that.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like you're a successful person.
I like to think so.
Yeah.
To an extent, yeah.
It's a lot different when you're like, you're in your own head.
Oh yeah. 100%.
And you're like, you don't believe it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But I, from the outside perspective, I can tell you straight up that I feel like you're genuine.
We can validate.
Yeah. That that the boy Mickey Miggs,
I'm valid.
Has made it.
That the boy Mickey Miggs is a very, very good, very good person, bro. Very good.
To answer my own question, I guess I think I'm proud of where I am, and that's like, you know, headspace right now. I know there's always improvements, but I think that's also part of growing up. You understand that you will never be, I guess, where you want to be.
Yeah.
You know, there's always room for more.
Exactly.
And that doesn't take away from anything, you know, but like,
no,
as long as you are proud of how you got to where you are and what you're doing to be there and, you know, move forward, I think that's pretty good. So to answer my question, yeah. And I think all three of us are where we are because of what we've done to get there. And I think we have a lot more to do to get to where we want. But I think we've all done a great job in your sense, you know, being genuine. Not and like you said, to other people, but I think to each other, like, I think this is the biggest thing, like, for me, this group has, like, kept me on a path that I want to be on.
Exactly, man. Los pinches compas, bro. Los pinches
compas podcast, so bro. At the end of it.
Nah, bro. We like getting deep. Miguel likes getting deep.
We gotta stop drinking the podcasting, guys.
No more drinking.
And on that fucking note, everybody, that's gonna conclude episode 63 of Los Pinches Los Compas podcast, bro.
You know what that means?
What?
We're one step closer to episode 69, bro.
Shit. We got to fucking do. That's going to be the dating episode for Miguel.
That's going to be more than just dating.
No, bro. Everybody out there that listens to us every week,
you got to check out the Patreon on that episode for sure.
We appreciate you guys so fucking much, man. Like, you guys don't even know, man. Like, the fact that people out there are listening to us, it's wild.
I wouldn't listen to myself.
Like, same, bro.
Hey, but someone likes us.
Yeah, but some people out there, like, they actually take the time to listen to us. We have to take this time to fucking appreciate them.
You're right. If you like me, please let me know.
If you like me, put a number one in the chat. If you like me. Oh, wait, that was me twice.
Guys, we have a lot of fucking shit planned for the rest of the month. Episode 64, I'm not going to reveal what it is yet. Hopefully the compas don't spoil it anytime soon. But we have a very, very special guest for episode 64. And you guys are going to fucking love it. So not only listen to this newest episode that's going to come out, but stay tuned for episode 64. We're going to announce that eventually. I'm not going to say when. Just keep an eye out for it. It's going to be a fucking big one. I'm going to tell you this right now. It's going to be a big one. We appreciate everybody that fucking listens every single week. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube. Look at our TikTok. Look at our Instagram. Follow our socials. Leave a comment. Please, guys, leave us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, whichever. It helps us a lot. It helps us to get more viewers. I don't know, man. I love doing this every single week. I love hanging out with the compas. We're going to sardine after this. We're going to cuddle. And, you know, and we're proud of it.
Yeah, to what Adnan said, you know, shout out to everyone who listens to us, the people that watch us. Thank you for all that you do to support the channel and the group. We wouldn't be doing this without you guys. So shout out to you guys.
Shout out to everybody out there.
Are the reason why this is still going. And we're here for some more episodes.
We're here for a long time.
So, you know, hit the like, subscribe, hit the little bell so you get the notification. Like I don't say, check our TikTok, socials, everything. Always posting funny clips on there. But yeah, thank you to all of you.
Miguel, do your thing.
The offer for a free hoodie
still stands.
To find me a girl still stands. We're still going strong on that one. I have faith in all of you, the utmost faith. So don't let me down, please. Besides that, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for watching us. It's a pleasure every week. It's really fun, actually. You know, we're some three goofballs over here. Somehow, people still listen to us. It's kind of crazy. Yeah. I didn't think we'd make it this far, bro. Yeah. I didn't think, honestly. I think by like episode 20, I was burned out. We're over here on like episode 60 something already.
Yo, it's kind of fucking crazy that we're in the 60s, bro.
It is.
That's fucking wild.
Next goal is 100, you know. My inspiration is Remy the Icon. He aims high, bro. Aims high.
Remy the Icon.
He's a
if you're listening to this, come on the podcast.
That'd be sick, dude. Hey, he's a sneaker collector over there, bro. And I like his videos. They're pretty funny. They're pretty unique. Dioro, if you somehow see this. Oh, we didn't talk about that, did we?
Nah. That's fine. That's
all right, we're okay. Not going to talk about that. But the RBC is, we need you on this podcast. So. Besides that, I think we're good. That's it.
Yeah. Everybody out there, again, once again, special shout out to like all the podcasts that we've collaborated with, all the new friends we've made along this journey, you know?
Yeah.
Vive con huevos. Shout out Vive con huevos.
Shade Brown.
Shout out Shader Brown.
Josabo.
Shout out Josabo, Carlos and Jess. Shout out Andy Anchola, who just released his first episode of his podcast. Shout out DJ Greg.
DJ Greg.
I think for episode 69, we should have a boxing tournament.
This guy just wants to get back.
Shout out everybody in general. Like I mentioned, we've met a lot of people along the way.
And to those of you that we haven't met yet, we look forward to meeting you. Anyone that's thinking about starting a podcast, I say do it. You got nothing to lose, a lot to gain.
Yep.
It's fun. It's a learning process. It's not going to be perfect. Not ever, dude. You learn.
Not ever.
Trust me, we might be episode 60 or something, but we still have plenty of struggles. Whether it be tech related, content related, or just timing, whatever it is, but do it.
Yep. And that's it, guys. We're going to end it there. Episode 63 in the fucking bag. We're going to catch you on the fucking next one.
Later, guys.
Peace out, y'all. Have a good one.